And I started playing with him. Like I said, I kind of fell in love with the big guy, man. The big guy, he's something else. He get on your nerves, but like I said, he means nothing but absolute best for each and every player he ever had. Yes, sir, when you hit the deer. Let me tell you, people, this man hit a deer. He's a damn, excuse me, he hit a deer. Yes, he did. Knocked the whole radiator off the car. I mean, off the bus. Let me tell you something. Our trips were not without problems. We had a bus. And let me tell you something. We had a bus. I don't even know where we got this bus from. All I know is Maiden showed up. We were going on our first trip. La Crosse, Wisconsin. Maiden shows up with this bus. His bus. His company bus, too. So you already know some foolishness involved. And we on our way, and we just coasting. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning. We almost there now. We hitting these winding roads. I never forget. Hitting these winding roads going across. So, you know, we got to go through up in Wisconsin a little bit. We got to get up in there a little bit. So we in there, and then next thing all we know, we hear, boom, old radio knocked us. We like, what we hit? They go, deer laying there, a big deer, too. And the radiator, man, I'm telling you. But we got to the tournament. I don't even know if we won a game. Please believe me. And this is the thing that people fail to realize about those early trips we took. We used to play in tournaments that technically we were kind of like not made for. People don't understand. Maiden did a lot of things to put us in situations to make us better at the end of the season. So we played teams that we weren't even never supposed to. We played college teams before. We played college games just because that's the game Maiden can schedule. Maiden, I'm saying, when I tell you we played a 60-game schedule, and I'm not counting the trips, and I'm not counting the road trips. I'm talking about 60 regular season games. I'm talking about we went out every day. And like I said, Maiden gassed that bus up, and man, I'm telling you, you had to be there to really understand. So I see a lot of these newer pitches, of these newer teams we had. But I'm going to tell you, guys like me, Nate Benson, Nate Moore, Terrell Hill, Will Bates, Corey, man, I can just keep on that cut. Man, Darrell Palmer, my main man. Man, we the ones who paved the way for all you kids to go to Puerto Rico and all those other special places that y'all went to. You know, but we paved the way. Man, getting on those buses, man. I'm talking about, man, that program was built. When I tell you that program was built honest and built the right way, man, let me tell you something. We played baseball every single day, and we did whatever we had to do. We didn't have a field. Maiden, one time we had a tournament. We didn't have a field. Maiden scheduled a tournament. We had to go out there and cut grass for 4 hours. We had to get up. Maiden calls at 8 o'clock in the morning. Come on, we're going to fix a field to play a tournament. I'm telling you, we had to fix the whole field, people. Y'all don't understand it. The grass was higher, was taller than all of us. We had to chop our whole baseball. It was a real baseball field. It just hadn't been used in 20 years. Maiden went out there, somehow got the agreement. Somehow, like he always did. The main word for Maiden is somehow. Somehow he gonna get it done. Somehow, how we get this, we don't know. Somehow it just happened. Maiden happened. We went out there, we chopped that grass down, and we put them lines down, and we made, like, it was almost like a field of dreams. And that tournament started right on time. As them teams came in, we been out there since 8 o'clock in the morning. This is the type of stuff we needed with Maiden. We cut a whole baseball. I'm talking about the outfield grass, the infield grass. We had to dig the dirt out. We had to turn the dirt. All this before we played the game. Man, let me tell you something. Y'all got it so easy today. Y'all don't even understand what we used to do to play baseball and what we would do for Maiden. I'm saying we run through a wall for Maiden. Maiden, like I said, by far the best coach I ever had. And it wasn't because he can coach. Y'all got to hear me now. He didn't coach. But he was a man's man, and he understood how to motivate me. And what he did know, the little he knew, he Incorporated. He taught us that second and third base should, rule number one, second and third base should never not be left uncovered. I never forgot that. I think that's an each and every individual person, player that I run into or try to coach. That's the first rule I ever teach. Second and third base is never left uncovered. That, I got that from Michael, directly from Michael E. Mays. That was one of his patent rules. Man, let me tell you something. Coach Mays, my daddy couldn't stand Coach Mays. My mama loved him because he kept me out of trouble. But my daddy thought he was so big of an influence on me. But at the end of the day, just like you said, Coach Mays, well, we was like I said, I would run through a brick wall for Mays. Mays is like a, it's like that stepfather that you always hope you had if you didn't have a real father. He was definitely your stepfather. Michael E. Mays, he didn't treat not one player unfair. I'm telling you, Michael E. Mays, man, I'm telling you, my man. I've been knowing Michael E. Mays now for over 30 years. That's how long it's been, man. 30 years. Over 30 years. I'm 51 today. And like I said, I wouldn't even be half the man I was if it wasn't for Coach Mays. Like I said, he was fair all the time. If you couldn't afford the trip, he'd still let you come on to the trip. He'll take care of you. We'll find a way. And like I said, man, he was an outstanding mentor. He was just more of an outstanding person, man. Just more of an outstanding person. I would dare to say that you would find one player not say that. One true player, not them guys that thought they got short deals. No. But anybody who really played for Michael Mays, I mean, the love is just, I mean, it's no words. No words, like I said. Greatest experience I've ever had, man, I'm telling you.